This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett hopes he can support a bipartisan stopgap measure to keep the government open past Saturday. The Senate introduced a continuing resolution that maintains current funding levels until mid-November. Bennett says he wants to make sure details like extending wildland firefighter pay are acceptable.
I just want to make sure that we all understand that the firefighters are being held harmless here and that their pay is going forward.
The bill includes $6 billion in funding for Ukraine and disaster relief. It also extends FAA authorizations until the end of the year. But the bill is getting a cold reception in the House. Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he'll try and pass a different resolution with lower spending levels. A federal agency is suing a Colorado appliance retailer for refusing to give an employee additional time off to recover from long COVID. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Federal law bans discrimination based on disability. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says Appliance Factory refused to allow an employee extra time off to recover from a COVID infection. They say the company also failed to tell her what alternative accommodation could be made. It later fired her. The agency says it tried but failed to reach a settlement with the company. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The company has not commented on the suit. Governor Jared Polis signed Colorado onto a multi-state agreement to install more than 20 million heat pumps by 2030. That would more than quadruple the number of heat pumps installed in homes. The devices are considered a critical tool to fight climate change because they offer an efficient electric alternative to fossil fuel heating. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Come to CPR.org for more local news around the state.